And on Mission Street were Rangers. Three times.
Same Rangers, or?
Mm-hmm. And then it was a chick in a blazer. She drives an undercover cop car. And it's not like your typical undercover cop car, you know, it's a blazer. All white, and she's the one that got me last night and being on the bridge the other day. So now I have to leave Santa Cruz, which the cop told me to leave Santa Cruz.
Which cop was this? The female?
The female that drives the Blazer.
She told you to leave Santa Cruz.
And not pay my ticket.
Just a red-headed police officer?
Yeah.
No, wasn't Sergeant McMahon. Attractive woman for
her? Yeah, I think it was.
I don't know. She has braces and red curly hair.
She said, leave Santa Cruz.
And don't pay her tickets. Just get out of here.
And was this in the nature of advice, or was she making a threat?
No, it was, if I were you, I wouldn't pay the tickets. I'd just go to Pennsylvania like you were trying to.
I see. So in other words, she wasn't threatening you, she was giving advice.
No, yeah. But I mean, she's a police officer. You wouldn't expect her to be doing that, you know?
Right.
And the other cops were really kind to me, too, because they had run me off on a Tuesday, and then they came back by on, like, Tuesday of next week or something, and told me, you know, I asked you to leave and stuff. And you're back here. Do you think you deserve a ticket? And I was like, well, yeah, under what you said to me, yeah, I do deserve a ticket. I can't afford one. That's why I'm out here trying to get money for a bus ticket. But, yeah, I deserve one. I'm breaking the law. And I was warned about something I didn't know. And they also asked me if I used drugs. I told them the truth, you know. So I don't know if I was going to jail for that, but they didn't mess with me.
What's the story? How long have you been in Santa Cruz?
Off and on since February.
What?
5 years ago.
You ever use needle exchange?
Yeah.
What do you think of needle exchange?
The excellent thing that every child...
I think they're lifesavers. So without their functioning, there'd be a lot more problems with AIDS and, you know, hepatitis.
Have you ever been hassled by police after using needle exchange?
No, once I was sitting behind it, but I had just been drinking alcohol with two guys. So the cops came up and they looked at my arms, and the other two guys had warrants, and we were all drunk, but they didn't mess with us. They just left us alone because they were about to get off duty. So they were like, we're not even going to bother you because we want to go home.
How long ago was this?
About a month ago.
So anything you want to say to the Free Radio Santa Cruz audience about anything we've talked about or anything else that we haven't talked about?
That Santa Cruz City Police suck. And that the state police, highway patrol, they're pretty cool. But the city cops suck.
What about the Rangers?
The Rangers suck,
I think
too.
The Rangers are way out of line. They're stepping over the boundaries, you know? I mean, the police will leave us alone. Yeah, they want to be cops. The police will leave us alone, but then the Rangers come along. I mean, we have enough problems with the police.
I've had 900 cops drive past me, flying a sign on that corner. But two times I've had Rangers drive by me, and both times I got jacked up. It's retarded.
Any sexual harassment from any police officers or Rangers?
No. Just citizens. And the citizens of Santa Cruz are also perverted. And I've been propositioned to be a hooker by about 900 guys, and I've only been here since February.
Mostly people with homes or without, or both?
Both. Stopping when I'm flying a sign, coming up to me, you know, saying, I'll give you money if you go here with me. Some guy that saw us out there flying a sign comes back and buys us a motel room, buys us food, buys us drugs.
The whole night, all
he
kept doing was talking about sex and menage a trois and
listening to us take a bath together.
Yeah, he stopped by the door and listened.
Shaving my legs and hanging out.
Getting pretty desperate, I must say.
Yeah, telling us to go ahead and have sex and watch. Hitting on me every time he left.
Dig it. I appreciate your giving me this, you know, look at what actually is happening out there. We can't see it unless you tell us, so I appreciate it. And that was the interview I took about 3 or 4 mornings ago in front of Denny's. Tells you what's going on to some extent. Certain places in town for people who are poor, for people who are having drug problems, for people who are having problems finding a place to drink a beer somewhere. It's our community, folks. It's what's going on here. This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. This is the concluding moments of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Very shortly, Uncle Dennis is going to come barging through those doors. In fact, I think I hear his gentle tread on the stairway now. So I'll just make a brief announcement, and then we're going to hope that you join us again on Sunday at 11 o'clock when Bathrop Spears Broadsides returns. There's going to be a community discussion forum. The Santa Cruz Coalition to Free Mumia Abu-Jamal and the Santa Cruz 5 Defense Committee invite you to a night of speakers and community discussion led by former Black Panther Mel Mason, discussing the cases of Mumia Abu-Jamal, the Santa Cruz 5, and strategies for creating vibrant social change at 8 o'clock on Sunday, September 19th, at Loudon Nelson Community Center, 307 Center Street. A donation, $2 to $5, if you can, but I presume people won't be turned away, although I'm not sure whether that's true or not, but it sounds like a good cause to me, and also a good speaker. Mel Mason was the one man invited to the SCAN Forum 3 months ago who actually was really worth listening to, or actually one believed that he would walk the walk that he was talking. He's a Black former Seaside Council member. Maybe, I just don't know, maybe he's an Oreo in his own community, but the way he sounds up here, it sounds pretty good. Real hard to tell, because I imagine Rotkin sounds great when he shows up in San Francisco or something. You just got to look at his votes in the Santa Cruz City Council to see what's happening. Well, what's happening? What's happening here? It's Thursday. There's going to be a resumption of the Argue trial on Tuesday at 9:15 in the morning. That'll be next week, which may give the defense a little time to be able to get some of the student witnesses they've not been able to get because Judge Attic, Robert Attic, has refused to grant them a continuance. He also has a cutoff out of the entire trial. The reality is what the police did to this guy, what David LaFaver did to Steve Argue after the punch. Argue, by Steve's account and by the account of several witnesses, pummeled him while he was on the ground and sprayed pepper spray in his mouth. First at a dangerous distance, too close to his face, and then literally in his mouth, according to Argue's own testimony on this. And this is excessive force, of course, and it's the basis for finding that you can use force to resist an unlawful arrest. And one of Steve's charges is resisting arrest. Why aren't they allowing this kind of evidence in? You got to talk to Judge Robert Attic, the policeman's friend. You know, I don't know. He isn't allowing me to tape record the whole thing, so you won't be able to even hear the trial. And he hasn't told us why. But that's our judicial, I don't want to say that's our judicial system. That's Judge Robert Attic, and you know, protected by our judicial system. Well, I'm going to assume that Uncle Dennis is going to roll in here shortly, and so I'm going to kind of prepare the final spin-out tape where we're going to be leaving you. There actually are plenty of interviews I would be happy to play you, but I'm afraid if I begin one, it's not going to happen. I guess I'm reminded again by our producer that it is Tuesday morning at 9:15 the trial resumes, but I think I've mentioned that before in Department 5 at 701 Ocean Street, the trial of Steve Argue. And for those of you who want, the arraignment of Kuo Ling Liao, the woman, the boombox a person who has supposedly caused this whole ruckus, if you believe the police department, whereas I would say it was the police department that caused this whole ruckus, will be going to arraignment at, I guess, 8:30 in Department 2. And that's tomorrow morning, for those of you who want to show up for that and see what kind of shenanigans the judicial system is up to in that particular case. Well, I think what I'm going to do here is, since Dennis has not yet made an appearance, maybe he had a flat tire, I'm going to play a little bit from the Citizens Police Review Board. There are several things that happened this week earlier. It was really kind of a packed week on Monday, as you may remember. Oh, I think we do have Dennis. We're going to have to talk about that on Sunday. So we're going to go out on this song of Peter, Paul, and Mary, giving Dennis about 2 minutes to get his shit together for his Earth First show. We'll see if he can beat the clock. Since he's late, we don't want to leave Dennis with less time than he should have, and we're going out. Thank you for being with us. Join us again Sunday at 11 o'clock for Bathrop Spears Broadsides.
Night one candle for the Maccabee tree. didn't die. Light one candle for the pain endured when their right to exist was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice of justice and freedom to man. But light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker's time is at hand. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears. Light one candle for the strength that we need to never become our own foe. So long ago, light one candle for all we believe in, that anger will not tear us apart. Light one candle to bind us together, the pieces of the song in our heart. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears. Keep it alive in that flame. What's the commitment to those who die?